Hello.
Hi, is this Justin?
It sure is.
Hi, Justin. It's Rob Roscoe from IFM. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. Is now still an okay time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, I'm just gonna get everything set up here real quick on my end.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Before we get started, just need to make sure it's okay that I record the conversation.
Yep, by all means.
Excellent. So we'll start easy. I guess my first question is, tell me a little bit about yourself and kind of why you're the ideal candidate for Huron Bruce.
All right, so I was born and raised in Goderich, so I'm a local person. I went to school in Sudbury. I attended the college and graduated from Police Foundation, as well as the university at Laurentian, where I graduated Law and Justice program with honors. After I finished there, I came back to Goderich, and I'm currently managing a charity store here in town. Ever since I was grade 6, whatever age I was then, I've always been volunteering in the communities I've lived in. So I've had many thousands of hours of involvement, helping out, whatever it may be, homeless, parades, anything and everything.
Excellent. And oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So my next question was going to be, why did we decide to run as an independent as opposed to, maybe the Liberal Party or the PCs or the either PPCs or NDP or whatnot?
Yeah, and that's a very excellent question. So the parties, they have a lot of backing, they have lots of money, they already have, well, other than the PPC as a new party, the others have an established base already. So as an independent, I decided to go because it gets rid of kind of what we would just call party politics. So basically, the leader of the party says how things are going to be, and the members have to follow suit, even if they or their constituents disagree. So, as an independent, I can actually be the voice for Huron and Bruce residents without having to worry about losing my job, without having to be kicked out of the caucus or at a cabinet position, things like that. So I can really stand up and be the voice that the people need.
Excellent. The interesting part about being an independent is you kind of get to decide your own kind of platform as well. So what kind of things are you kind of running on?
Excuse me. So a very brief overview is freedom and constitution. So when it comes to freedom, less government overreach, less government mandates, let the people do what they want to do without fear of repercussion for doing something that is what we would call normal. As a COVID example, if someone does not want to wear a mask, they wouldn't be forced to. We wouldn't force businesses to create policies and enforce them. If the businesses want to, fine. If an individual wants to wear a mask, that's fine too. So I'm all for freedom of choice. Using that again as a current example, as well when it comes to, say, firearms. Some people are avid hunters, sport shooters, and making them criminals overnight because we want to ban this type of firearm doesn't make any sense because they are using them lawfully. So it should be their choice. I just anything to do with choice. Constitution-wise, not allowing the government to continue bending or breaking any rules, laws, ethics, things like that. So they're there to, the government, I should say, is there to protect our rights, not parent us. So
Excellent.
we have freedom of expression, and there have been movements to whether censor or things like that through, say, the hate speech bills. We already have laws like that in place. So I believe using what we already have effectively helps us down the long run, because we don't have to worry about government creating more laws, more mandates, more regulations.
Excuse me.
I don't know if that, does that all that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Like what I'm, how I'm trying to, yeah, okay.
So if you were to get voted in here on Bruce, do you think it'll be easy or difficult to kind of work collaboratively with whoever gets voted in, whether it's a majority or a minority or a hosh-posh of whatever happens kind of in the entire country? I'm not really sure. It's kind of all over the place. Do you think it'll be hard or easy to work with the other people and the other parties?
Well, I believe it would depend on kind of the personnel who happened to be voted in. As long as the people are, I don't know, for lack of a better term, open-minded, if they're willing to work, then I think it's going to be very easy, because it's, we're as a government employees, like we're here for the people. That's what we should be working on. So if say, hey, my people want this or don't want this, we'll try to work out, even if it has to maybe potentially be a compromise, as long as we don't harm anyone, we don't hurt the economy. But I know some people just in general can be quite stubborn, and that's my way or the highway. So that's why I say it really depends on who happens to be voted in, who happens to be making the decisions. But I do know that I will stand up for the people here for what's right. So if I have to be more assertive or whatever the case may be, I would definitely will. But I think I'm looking at it positively. Like it will be not easy, but I think it'll be definitely quite manageable to work with, whether it be a majority, minority, whichever party it happens to be.
Excellent. And I guess my last question is, you know, MP Ben Lobb is kind of firmly established as the go-to candidate here on Bruce. You know, he's got his strong conservative, you know, threshold and alliances and things like that. And he's been in power for about 12 years now. So what can people from here on Bruce kind of expect differently if you were to be voted in, and why should they pick you over MP Lobb?
Yeah, again, another good one.
Thank
you. So, yeah, I mean, so, hey, I mean, you're the, I think, the third person I've talked to, and so far your questions are pretty good. Okay, back on topic. So, yeah, Ben Lobb, since 2008, he's been around. He seems to be doing okay. I've heard both good and bad from people. But the biggest thing I find is he doesn't really do, again, what I'm hearing. I haven't ever had to deal with him, so I can't say firsthand, but a lot of people say he doesn't really do much. He's very quiet. He helps people with their passports. He attends various events, but he's a very quiet person. He doesn't seem like he's very vocal in terms of local issues. Like I'm struggling to find any stance on, say, nuclear energy or things like that, because that's in Bruce County. So I think voting for me will help push certain issues forward. Like I'm okay to talk about things that politicians don't want to talk about, and trying to avoid turning potential voters away. Like they're very, I don't know, not soft spoken, but they, again, just more, whatever more comfortable. People don't like talking about difficult subjects, so we just avoid it. No animosity. I get more votes down the road. You're never going to make everybody happy, no matter what you do. So you just do what you think is best for the most people, and you go from there. So I think, again, myself pushing, like getting rid of the carbon tax, for instance, the conservatives, they're replacing the carbon tax for carbon levy. So they're playing word games with the people to say that there's not going to be a carbon tax, where I'm saying like, it's not going to happen. We're going to remove it if I can push it, because that's what I want to do.